AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Minneapolis.
Today's settlement reflects our shared commitment to advancing racial justice.
Mayor Jacob Frey spoke after the city agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from George Floyd's family. Floyd, who is black, died last year after Derek Chauvin, a former police officer who was white, pressed his knee against his neck for about 9 minutes. Family attorney Chris Stewart says cities need to change now.
If you don't fix the policies that are happening, then you'll be seeing us again. Because we are making sure that black lives and black value will be understood.
Jury selection continues in Derek Chauvin's trial. There are fewer coronavirus deaths. The AP Sagar Magani reports experts are hoping the trend continues.
After a brutal winter surge, daily deaths peaked around 4,500 in January. After hovering around 2,000 for weeks, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the numbers are now better.
Around 1,500 to 1,800.
She says that's encouraging, along with a sharper drop in new cases and hospitalizations. But the nation must stay vigilant.
We've been fooled before into being too lax.
Most forecasts show a further drop in deaths as the vaccination rate picks up. More than 100 million doses have been administered since December. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he is not going to resign.
I did not do what has been alleged. Period.
There are new calls for the governor to step down over more allegations of sexual harassment. A four-member suburban Detroit lottery club won a $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot and will receive $557 million after taxes. At the close on Wall Street, big gains for the Dow, big losses for the NASDAQ. This is AP News. A statue of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was unveiled in Brooklyn, New York. Eric Adams is borough president.
We do a disservice to the legacy of this great Supreme Court justice by merely believing she impacted the lives of women only. In fact, she impacted the lives of Americans.
Ginsburg died last year. A memo from Afghanistan's education ministry banning girls age 12 and above from singing at school functions has been causing a stir on social media. Ahmed Sarmast is the founder of the Afghanistan National Institute of Music. He says it's not just about girls.
They equally taking the musical rights and the right for choice and freedom of expression from all students.
Videos hashtagged I Am Song have been uploaded online in Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, AP News.